I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac Insu.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do? What is up? How is everybody today?
Hello.
I am Jim Rome. What's going on? Hi, Mike.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Why?
I was sitting here. Just letting you do your intro to the show. Did you want more talking? Did you want me to jump right in?
I played my sweaty ping pong mic today.
Yep. Yes, you do. I had the anger games in the last two games because I got embarrassed. And I went, no, I'm not. Whoa. I'm not going to get embarrassed anymore.
Alex Hinshaw?
No, he lost to me. I lost to Chuck Hall.
Chuck was, from accounting.
From accounting, he's quite good.
Chuck in his khakis. I didn't know he was good.
Yes,
Chuck's good.
Most of us at this point have become pretty competent because we played each other a lot. But we were tied, and then he rattled off like 8 straight points to beat me, and then demolished me in a second game. And then Alex stepped in, who has yet to beat me because he's new here and doesn't know ping pong quite as well. And he was like, oh, I'm going to beat you now because you're struggling. And I got a little eye of the tiger in me on that one and won 21-10.
You were motivated.
And then Chuck came on to play me again, and I won 21-10.
You're hungry.
I was very angry at myself.
You're a hungry ping pong player.
The more the rage builds, the better I get.
Wow.
Negative talk works for me.
Wait, what? Who was talking crap?
Me. To myself.
Oh.
Negative self-talk, I guess I should say.
You didn't pull a Simone Biles.
No, I did not. I pulled...
you persevered.
You terrible GD ping pong player,
right.
You jerk.
Right.
Play better. And I did.
You know, I get like that too, and I don't play. I do pull a Simone Biles.
I don't want to play ping pong. There are some people who rage.
I hate ping pong.
Here.
I have never seen
someone rage as much as you do at the ping pong table.
It makes me so mad.
I don't understand why, because you're pretty good.
And I'm a very patient golfer. I'm very patient in life. Ping pong, I just am not. It makes me so mad.
Is it because you think you're supposed to be better, but when you miss a shot, you get really mad?
Yeah, it's like unforced errors. It's just so...
That's
like,
all ping pong is unforced errors.
Why are you doing this? What are you doing? You know how to hit the ball.
I remember I asked you to play once. You know, we had like some sort of tape segment or something. I was like, hey, you want to go play around while this plays? And you were like, I'm retired. And I was like, what? You just played like 3 days ago. You're like, yeah, I got so mad. I'm not playing anymore.
I don't want to play. Frustrates me. I almost beat Luke, though. And
yes.
Luke's one of the champs around here.
Yeah, Luke came in second in the original tournament.
I love that a woman kicks all of our asses.
Yes. Molly is... She doesn't do anything sensational. She just never makes mistakes.
Well, she plays to our egos.
No.
She just doesn't
make mistakes.
Exactly. She plays to our egos. She knows we all think we're going to... smoker or, you know, I'm going to show her my backhand.
I mean, I've never thought that because she's always been better than me, but okay.
But what she does is she just gets it back.
Every time.
Every time. She just puts it right back on the other side and lets you screw up, which plays right into my...
Your anger issues.
Yeah, like she knows what she... It works for against me. And I'm imagining that's why she's the local ping pong champ around here.
I think the problem is that when you've made five mistakes in a row, costing you points because she never makes a mistake, it starts to eat at you. You're like, can I not get one shot over correctly? Yeah. And everyone you get over correctly, there it is right
well,
in front of you.
Well, you start to pucker. That's what you do. You start to pucker. You're like, okay, I'm just going to get it back.
Yep.
I'm just going to get it back.
But then you play into her hands.
Yeah, exactly. And then she just doubles one over on you and slaps you right in the chest.
Yep.
With the ball. Leaves a mark. She's so good. I love Molly. Of course, I never see Molly anymore.
Well, she's here. I mean, you could see her
if
you wanted to.
Our office is supposedly open, but no one's here. I don't know what's going on out there.
It is very empty in our parking lot. I came in and there was two cars. And I was like, are people working here?
They're supposed to be.
Like, are they back? Are they working at home? Are they just taking the day off?
I don't know what
like,
they're doing.
What's going on?
There's a guy sleeping out by my car, out in the back.
Oh, like yeah. A guy who works here?
No, just some guy.
Just like a homeless guy?
Yeah. Hmm. Set up camp over there. Maybe we can get him to sell something.
Maybe.
Like, you might need a job.
Probably not.
Well, hey, what's going on? It's not Jim Rome. Huh? I was just kidding. It was me, Isaac. How you guys? Good little day?
Doing all right, yeah. Nice day out right before we get the 100-degree weather again, so
yeah.
That'll be fun.
It's 92, they said, right now.
Yeah.
And
it does feel pretty warm.
It's warm, but I think after you have three straight days of 113, 115, 117, this is nothing.
Well, I'm going to be curious. So I wasn't in town for the 3 days of heat.
Oh, so, it was hot, I can tell you.
Well, you don't say. I figured. But I'm going to be curious if, like, is the whatever it's going to be on Friday, which is going to be around 100, is that going to feel cool? Or at least
not cool? Well, it's not going to feel cool, but...
Is it going to feel acceptable to people here now?
It's not going to feel hot because we've now experienced 100 and... I think it was 117 that one day. And
it
then,
was.
You know what was crazy is... it wasn't necessarily true here when we had the heat wave, but we went to Vegas not too long ago, and it was 117. I think, or something like that, one day. And then the next day was only like 112, 111, 112. Felt totally different. It's 112.
The 5 degrees felt different?
Totally different. Hmm. It's like, oh my God, it's kind of, boy, it's breezy. Yeah, it's a little chilly out here. I was sitting in the hot tub. It's great.
I mean, I always do feel when I go to Vegas that the temperature is high, but it doesn't feel that high. Always. I know it's a dry heat. But I have walked around there and just been like, I could deal with this. Like, yeah, I'm sweating a little bit, but this
yeah.
is fine.
It's hot. Hot as balls, really, out there.
It is, but it doesn't feel like that
well,
compared
we had,
to how it was here.
You weren't here. You were in New Jersey, but we had one of those days. And let me tell you something. It was freaking unbelievable. It felt so hot. So 100 degrees, who cares?
It'll be fine.
That's nothing. So here's what we've got going on. Big party. Sook's in Iceland. You probably already knew that. If you've been listening to us for the last couple of days. No, John, I don't see him, although he has been invited for the club tonight, and I don't know if he's going to accept that or not.
I am in the process of recording and saving the songs you have sent to me for Morissette Melancholy Monday and on a Wednesday. So if he comes in, I'll have those ready.
Butchered that.
I'll have it ready.
It's Music Thursday on a Wednesday. Melancholy de Morissette Vagina Edition. And if it is ready and John shows up with his sister who is invited, then we will conduct that at 6 o'clock tonight. If they don't, we'll move on.
And we'll save that for when Jason comes back.
Yeah, so I had John in here yesterday, and in a very unprecedented move, I invited him back for another music game.
I felt like you pulled the pressure invite on him because you did it on the air.
Yeah.
You were like, hey, John, if you want to, you can come back tomorrow in the club. And what is he supposed to say other than, yeah, that sounds fun?
Well, he didn't commit.
I know
he can say whatever he wants. You know what he told me? You know what it comes down to?
I did hear this.
He said it comes down to what his wife makes for dinner.
Yeah.
He's like, it's all going to depend on what Heather's making.
He said, like, if she's making
ribs,
I'm not coming.
I won't be here.
If she's making grilled cheese, yeah, I'll probably show up.
Which is so weird. I don't even know why that would be a factor, but...
I don't know.
I guess because he's missing home dinner? He can't...
Well,
I don't know.
I mean, John likes his food, right? So you know, maybe it's important to him.
Yeah, I see. I would think that he would like the grilled cheese more than he would like the ribs.
Really?
Based on his food tastes.
Well, I suppose that's true. But grilled cheese isn't special, whereas the ribs are probably special.
Well, he may or may not be here. He's been invited. We have a big show. I can promise you that. If he shows up, and if he doesn't. And the sister... So how many people know there's a long-lost Sukanik sister who's not really lost? She's just...
Tries to stay away from anything that has to do with the radio.
She's pretty low profile. She may be in here, too.
I'm going to go ahead and say there's a 40% chance John shows up and a 10% chance that Stacy joins. Shows up. Is that the sister's name?
I think her name's Stacy. 2% tops.
For Stacy? Yeah.
1.5%. She ain't coming in here.
No, she's not.
However, we did learn one of our listeners. So we had the Goonies song from Mario Speedwagon. Very controversial. Last night, obscure 80s soundtrack songs. And she claimed that Mario Speedwagon song was not in the Goonies. Somebody tweeted us today, it is in the Goonies. They tweeted us the scene.
Oh.
He's listening to it on the radio when he's up in his room. I think it's right at the start of the...
So it's not in the car.
No.
But it is on the radio.
Yeah, it's on his radio when he's up in the window. Like right at the start of the movie, they zoom in on the house, you know, mm-hmm. and he's up there doing whatever it is he's doing. And Goonies, yeah, it's in there. He was listening to it on the radio, REO Speedwagon. So Stacy can suck it.
She said she watched the movie and checked it, and it wasn't there.
Wow, she's wrong.
Very wrong.
She didn't watch close enough.
Nope.
Very wrong.
She probably was like, it's not in the first scene. I'll just, you know, pay attention later.
But that was yeah. So I think that was pretty early in the movie, if I remember that movie correct. Goonies, what a great flick. Okay, well, yeah. A lot of people are dying. We lost Dusty Hill today, the ZZ Top guy. That's no good. He was 72. And I just learned that Ron Popeil just died. Ron Popeil. Set it and forget it.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, he was the infomercial guy. You probably recognize him. You may be too young.
How do you spell his name?
I don't know. He's 86, or was. Very dead now. But yeah, Ron Popeil died.
American inventor.
Yeah. Just he had all kinds of, you know, he just did all kinds of things like on infomercials, you know, and he's so good at selling them. It's only 10 installments of $29.99.
I do not recognize him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're a little young.
A little before my time.
Yeah. He's a treasure.
He's no Slapchop guy.
Oh, is that guy still alive?
Oh, I'm sure he's alive. I don't know what he's doing.
The Slapchop guy.
I'm looking for the drop, but of course I can't find
him. Well, didn't the other guy die? Didn't the guy with the beard, didn't he die?
Yes.
What's his nuts? Yeah.
I know names just as well as you do. This is of no help. Suk is the name guy here.
Yeah, Suk would have a field day with Ron Popeil dying. But, yeah, Dusty Hill from ZZ Top died. Here's a recommend for you in honor of Dusty.
You're going to love my nuts.
Yeah, that Slapchop guy.
Yeah, he's around. There's a documentary called That Little Old Band from Texas about ZZ Top. Very unique sound, very unique group. And they were great. Dusty Hill was great. Shane, the ticket guy, informed me of a ZZ Top fun fact, and he said that they are the longest tenured band ever to never change a band member. ZZ Top.
Interesting. How many members are in the band?
I think there's four of them.
Okay.
Don't know that either.
I know very little about ZZ Top, so this did not particularly strike me.
I mean, I love their music, you know, back
in the
day. I know
a couple of their songs. Like, I mean, I've heard them. I know what they sound like. I just, not exactly up my alley, but that's not surprising to anybody, I'm sure.
Yeah, very, you know, blues boogie, but very unique, very trademark. Yeah, there's four of them. So Billy Gibbons, Frank Beard, Dusty Hill. Those are the main dudes. And then there's Lanier Gregg, Dan Mitchell, and Billy Etheridge. And that's it. And now Dusty's dead. He was the bassist. But I heard, so they just played like a 4-H fair the other day, which is kind of like, it's
like that's where ZZ Top is now.
Well, I think that ZZ Top sort of mails it in now, or at least did. Like, I heard that they came out to one of the venues out here, and I was talking to somebody who puts on events, and they said that ZZ Top, you know, not to, you know, disparage the great ZZ Top, but they were really difficult to deal with, and their show was awful.
Oh.
They just roll out and, you know. There's ZZ Top.
I think honestly, if
play legs,
the bands that still come out and have full energy, that's pretty amazing. Considering you know how many albums they put out and how long they've been touring, at this point it's just cashing checks for most of them.
I know. And I feel like with old groups or old artists or older, you know, I feel like when you get that mail-in job, it's probably to be expected, right? Like when you don't get it, you should be pleasantly surprised because come on.
I also,
they've been around a long time.
I mean, I understand that some of these bands are favorites for people who go to see the shows and have been for a long time, but you know, you always hear like these horrifying reviews of, wow, it was really like, what do you expect?
Yeah, exactly.
They're like 65 years old and they're trying to play rock like they were 30 again. Like it's not
there
gonna
is
be,
that.
It's not going to be the same show anymore.
Yeah.
So don't go to these shows expecting anything good. If you get surprised,
yeah,
cool. But to be honest, I wouldn't even go to the shows.
Do you think
if
that
you don't
like,
expect it to be good?
Red Hot Chili Peppers will be great when they're 80, because they're pretty. I mean, like as a live band, I mean they're pretty fun.
I can't imagine they would be able to bring the same energy when they're older.
I mean, the Rolling Stones do.
They're
unbelievable.
There are some that can keep it going, but I think of Red Hot Chili Peppers, and they've got like this really like funky party vibe on a lot of their songs.
Right.
How do you carry that forward?
Well,
when you're older,
Mick did. But the thing about ZZ Top is you're right. What do you expect? They're always a band that just stands there and rocks. Like they're not great showmen. They look cool, but right, like they're
well,
not.
Doesn't Suko say this with Bob Dylan? Like, what are you going to expect to go see Bob Dylan live?
Yeah.
Like his
Talk
recorded songs are just, it's hard to understand him in his recorded songs. So you think he's just going to stand there and.
The other one was Dusty Hara from Midday fame.
Dusty Hara, who likes.
Has he been fired?
Very old music. No, he's not.
Is he on vacation?
He's
too?
On vacation. He's
Everybody's
in
on vacation.
Hawaii.
Oh, that's right. He tells the tale of Van Morrison and going to see the great Van Morrison, whom I love. And he choppered in, so he was late for his show, but everybody was
typical
waiting for him. And you could see, it was an open air, I forget where he was, and you could see him chopper in. And then he comes out on stage, plays, doesn't talk, stands there, just, you know, mails it in, and walks off, and off he goes.
Was he good?
No.
No, okay.
No. But Van.
And he had enough money to chopper himself in.
Oh yeah, dude.
Stand
Van
there
Morrison.
And do absolutely nothing, and then cash another check.
He's been around a long time. He's 75 now. I mean, he's up there. I don't know if he's still touring, but RIP Dusty Hill, ZZ Top, 72, gone too soon. Great band though. Great band. Very unique. Watch that documentary. You know I'm a documentary pusher. You got to watch it. It's called That Little Old Band from Texas. Tells the ZZ Top story. It's great. Very good. Very good. All right, you ready to party?
I am ready to party. What are we partying on today, sir?
Well, we're going to start with Simone Biles talk. We have a little Damian Lillard news, and we've got a high school kid who is considering leaving high school early to go cash some NIL checks in college.
I did see that, yes.
That will be discussed on today's broadcast. Nothing else I can really promise, although we do have some trades, baseball trades.
Deadline's on Friday.
Yeah, the Mariners... have remembered they're the Mariners. I see here. Is this live? They're down 8-3.
That is live. Hey, they scored 3 runs. They were down 8-0 last I checked.
So they traded their closer and then lost 2 in a row.
But also acquired a starting pitcher
who
is
get?
Arguably not that great.
Who's
they
that?
Got Tyler Anderson from the Pirates.
Oh, God, who cares? That's who they got?
That's the last night. That's who they traded for, yes.
I still am stunned that they traded Kendall Graveman. And we had live on-air reaction from John.
Did you read the Seattle Times piece?
Yeah, about the
guy way the players reacted.
Yeah, the guys went crazy in the clubhouse. Some guys were throwing stuff.
Yeah, like this ass again.
Yeah,
the management doesn't care about us. Doesn't
care
about winning.
How are you committed to winning when you trade our closer?
Yeah,
boy, that's not good.
A lot of the quotes were they seemed very like Kyle Seager, because it was quotes from veterans. Oh. It felt like veterans, like we've been here for so long and it never changes. Who on earth would say that other than Kyle Seager
or Haniger or somebody?
Haniger hasn't been there long enough.
Yeah, maybe it's old Tom Murphy.
I feel like he's only been there for a year, but okay, yeah.
Tom Murphy's been there a long time, hasn't he? The backup catcher guy.
I don't know.
It looks like
I thought he's only been there for a year or two.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know my Mariners, but that was very sad that we had to witness John experiencing that.
Was it not
the
most perfect person to have in here for that trade, though?
I'm not going to lie. I kind of liked it.
It was
funny.
It was sad, but someone texted in and said, I can't believe this is real. It has to be a bit. It was not a bit. John was that upset.
Well,
about the trade.
Can you remember? Well, I guess we all have time to talk about this. Can you remember a team? I cannot remember a team at a trade deadline who was in the hunt.
Who had just won 4 out of 5 yeah. against the teams ahead of them in the division.
Clearly a buyer, right? All the rumors were they were looking at Trey Turner and all these guys. And they go and trade one of their best pitchers. What? Unbelievable. I don't remember another trade like that ever. It's usually you can pinpoint who the buyers and who the sellers are, and they buy and they sell. Unbelievable. Well, anyway, we've got hot sports talk. Let's start with Simone Biles, who is the subject of our poll question. There is one thing about the Simone Biles conversation that bothers me a little bit, which we'll get to when we return. It is 3:20 on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Chicken Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Tech says, saw Van Morrison years ago. He walked out on stage, turned his back to the audience, facing his band, and never turned around or spoke to the audience the entire show. Just sang his songs to the band and then left. Strangest show ever. You know, that's fascinating. I've heard that he does that. I don't know if he does that at all his shows or why he does that, but I've heard that about him.
Someone like, did he have a bet with someone? Bet you can do a whole show without interacting, or bet you can't. He's like, watch me do it right now. Turn right around and just not look at the audience the entire time.
Yeah, you got to be a real fanatic to enjoy a show like that. But he's a weirdo like that, though, too. I mean, when you got so much stuff you could play, he probably gets pissed off that, you know, you can't please everybody, right? Everybody wants something different from your show. And so he's like, you know what? F you. I'm turning around and playing to my band.
I'm going to play whatever I want. Man. And you can't tell me otherwise.
Now, we do have a report of a great ZZ Top show at the State Fair about 10 years ago. Said they were great. Lots of fun. That's great. But 10 years is a long time.
Yeah.
You know. Ten years ago,
they still had a little vigor left.
Yeah. And I was wrong. There weren't four of them. There were only three. It was Frank, who's the drummer, Dusty, who just died, the bassist, and then everybody knows Billy Gibbons. So there are three of them.
I think one of the most important parts about going to a show is if the singer vocalist is engaged. Because, you know, I go to mostly metal shows. That's my go-to. And, you know, I went to go see a band that I like a lot. And they had a new vocalist, and the entire show, he just kind of held the microphone close to his mouth, like really, really close. Mm. And he slowly swayed left and right. And he looked down at the ground and didn't look out to the crowd and then just did the songs. And it was the weirdest experience ever. I was like, I don't, what?
So you can mail in a metal show.
Well, yeah, I mean, this band had turned mostly all clean vocals, so they weren't doing any growls or anything anymore. So he was just like singing, but swaying and keeping his hands close to his mouth.
He was probably wasted.
Probably. But boy, like, I like that band a lot, and I was really disappointed in the set because the energy was non-existent. It was really, 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 really disappointing. So I think the vocalist means a lot. I've also gone and seen bands that I like a lot, and one of the ones that I saw, the microphone died in the middle of the song, and the vocalist left the stage because he needed to get a new mic, so the band played an instrumental, and when he came back, he was so frustrated that it happened, he just, like, mailed in the rest of the show. And it's like,
yeah,
it's amazing just how much the singer's energy matters.
Right.
The guitarist, the drummer, they could be doing crazy stuff. The bassist, they could be trying to interact with the crowd. It doesn't matter if the singer doesn't give a rip.
Right. And you never know what they're dealing with. They could be dealing with sound issues, technical issues. They could be dealing with the venue and pissed off.
They could just be going through personal stuff.
That, well, there's that. Hey, Simone Biles.
You're on the tour for 3 months.
See, the show must go on.
You traveling know, whole, every day.
Yeah. That whole saying, mm-hmm. you know, that we're taught, hey, you're sick. You know, if you're not, if you're on the mic, let's go. Buck up, buttercup, the show must go on. So, yeah, but I you know, I don't know. Maybe if we were on their side of things, we would have a better understanding of that. Or if we were just, you know, getting older and popular 20 years ago doing shows, we're like, yeah, we're here, but that's about all you're going to get.
Yeah. Like, my career is over, but I still need money, so that's why I'm
here.
That's
right. All right, here's the poll question. AAA Heating and Cooling, family business, helping families for over 50 years. AAAIAQ.com. It is on 1080thefan.com. That is our website. Should Simone Biles be commended for pulling out of the Olympics? Yes, mental health first, or no, you shouldn't quit and persevere. 1080thefan.com. The only thing we ask when you vote is that you vote hard.
To me, this is an easy answer, yes.
Okay.
You guys talked about this yesterday, but since John was in, I just kind of, you know, I laid out and let you guys talk about it. But, you know, did she quit on our team? Sure. But similar to what you just said, we have no idea what's going through her head. We have no idea what stress she's under or what happened that night before or anything like that. All we know is what she tells us and said, I can't do this. I'm going to hurt the team if I do, so I'm withdrawing. To me, that deserves all of the praise.
Sure.
You are aware enough of your own stuff that's going on in your head to be able to say, I can't do this at a level that is expected of me. And you are comfortable enough with yourself to say, I'm done and I'm not going to do this, even in the most stressful, quote unquote, important time of the last 4 years. I am not going to do this. That takes a ton of guts, and I give her all the credit in the world.
Yeah, I tend to agree, as we talked about yesterday. But at the same time, there is a flip side. The flip side is not what's being discussed. Look, I think with Simone Biles, there's a lot of gray in this one. I think it's an issue that raises a pretty good societal discussion, which, you know, we'll talk about here. But the reality of her situation, which I think is the most important fact of the whole thing that most people aren't even considering, is she has the twisties. I've heard a lot of interviews with gymnasts who are saying they call them the twisties. And what that means is when you are up in the air, and she was doing the vault when she pulled off. So she vaults and she's flipping around all over the place up in the air. She lost the sense of where her body was. And she also, by the way, if you didn't know, she did pull out of all the individual events as well. So she is done, as far as I know, at the Olympics.
And if she had actually gone back and done the individual events, that would have been a terrible look.
Well, right.
To quit on your team and then be like, but for me, I'm still going to go out there.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Screw you guys.
But the twisties is something that, look, I think there's another discussion here, which we'll have. But in terms of Simone Biles, how can anyone be critical of her when we don't, like, you have no idea what the twisties are like. But listening to gymnasts, that's a very scary thing. And it's one of those things that we would have no earthly idea of what that's what that feels like. But it was very dangerous for her to compete. And she knew that. It's kind of like somebody likened it to the yips in golf, where it's like, oh my God, what am I doing? I can't stop doing this. And it's very dangerous. So I think that's like the one element of the Simone Biles thing that that's kind of the trump card to me.
Right.
It's like, it's not just she quit. It's, dude, she was in a place that is very dangerous. And for everyone's best interest, it was best that she quit. She, you know, you can argue that, but I mean,
she did.
That's a real thing.
I did read something. I don't know if it was a tweet or an article last night, that once the word twisties came to light, you know, I've never heard of that before. What do I know about gymnastics? But the thing I read said the second she told her teammate twisties or teammates, they all went,
yeah,
oh we baby. Get it.
Yeah, right.
It was a non-issue.
Yeah, yeah. Completely. They're interviewing gymnasts all over the news, and they're saying, hey, you know, this is a thing. It's real. You don't always get it, but when you do get it, or if you've been through it, it's really bad. And
it almost sounds like vertigo, well, but just right. For those in gymnastics.
Or somebody said on the text line, like the stuff that happens to helicopter pilots when they don't know which, like the Kobe pilot, right? Didn't they say they didn't know which direction they were going? He didn't have a sense of up or down.
Right, because they were in fog, right?
Yeah, so that to me, it's like, let's all just lay off Simone Biles. However, there is one element of it where people get very dismissive. There are a lot of dismissive tactics, especially on social media. It bothers me a little bit, and I want to talk about that, but we'll do it next. Here's Mike.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, coming up a little later, should a high school kid be able to finish high school early, head to college, and collect some NIL checks? It's happening. Poll question today, should Simone Biles be commended for pulling out of the Olympics? Yes, mental health first, or no, shouldn't quit. Somebody text our show, and you can too, at 503-250-1080, and they said, I don't say I commend a withdrawal. Rather, I understand and have zero desire to insult her, but it's a form of loss. A mental lapse causes most losses in sports, not a victory, so it's not great, but not deliberate quitting or being irresponsible. Yeah, I think the reason we worded it commended is because there is so much on the line and there is so much pressure to fight through, and we're taught to fight through, and there's just, you know, then there's that fear of criticism, and it's like, it's pretty brave to actually do that in that moment, because she, you know, all eyes are on her, you know. So I think that's more the commendable part, but I get where that texture is going. I think it is an issue that raises a pretty good discussion, and that is, where is the line between your mental state and fighting through to persevere? I mean, a discussion, it's like, you know, we're taught and we're raised this way, with this idea that it's not okay to back off. You have to fight through. And it's kind of been a discussion that's probably been a long time coming in, and not just athletics, but in life. But we are taught to fight at all costs. Don't give up. Persevere. And that mantra serves a lot of people well in the world, and many subscribe to it. So when they see an athlete at the highest level do what Biles did, it's hard for them to identify with it. They don't. It doesn't compute. And I think it's okay to point this out or to have had that thought that what she did and what she said doesn't really jive with you. That's okay. It's okay if someone's sensibilities lead them to question her decision. Not that it matters what they think, but it's a good discussion nonetheless, and it opens the door to some interesting conversations about mental health versus pushing yourself and that balance. So the thing I dislike in discussions like this are all these like dismissive tactics against people who may have that opinion, right? Like there's a lot of people who just don't really get her mentality in this. And again, it comes back to if you just do a little homework on what the twisties mean, you'll totally understand. How can you criticize her? But bigger picture, it's a little bit like stick to sports guy. We get stick to sports guy all the time. And seriously, it's the dumbest response we hear. And the second we hear it or see it, you've lost all credibility with us. And the reason for that is that all you are projecting by saying stick to sports is fear that your ideas are under attack. And if all stick to sports guy has is this old tired battle cry in his mind, it's too closed to listen anyway, right? So he's proving that he can't reason any further than to just lash out with stick to sports or shut up and dribble. You remember that? It's just a quick shutdown. So it shows that person's not worth talking to because he probably can't think critically well enough anyway. So in the case of Simone Biles, I think the stick to sports mantra is, and I've seen this a lot, where people are saying, well, you know, it doesn't jive with me that you lay out on your team at that point and, you know, can't she fight through it? And I think there's some people that even read about the twisties thing and go, well, you know, that's a thing in gymnastics, but you know, at what point do you at that level with so much on the line, at what point do you give it a go? You know, like, so the equivalent is like, well, you're not a gymnast, or you don't have an ounce of athleticism. You have in your pinky what Simone Biles, you know, it's like, you're just an old white guy. Well, sure. All of that, not a gymnast, get it. But can we not have a discussion about the balance between mental health and what we've always been taught? And maybe it's just a my generation thing. Mike, you may be a little bit different, but we always had the rub some dirt on it, get your ass back out there, never quit, fight, persevere mantra. And it just gets beaten into your head, particularly through sports, particularly through football, gladiator sport like that. And it's a cultural thing, which is why a lot of people reacted, you know, a little bit shocked by what Simone Biles did.
Or dismissive.
And not that I just think it's okay to have that opinion. Doesn't mean it's the right opinion. And I think it's great what she's done. I do think she should be commended. I think it's very brave because she is, I mean, I think now she's the reason it's brave is because we're conditioned to fight through at all costs. And she had the balls to go against that and say, no, that's not right.
It's brave because she damaged her image and she knew she would by doing this. You know, we're having the conversation and some people don't think she did, but based on what you're talking about, my generation is, by the way, no different than your generation.
So it's the same.
We may have been the last generation as millennials to not have, at least early in our childhood, the participation trophy stuff. Like, it was still competitive and like, yeah, I mean, you'd get a trophy for like doing a, you know, getting a new belt in Taekwondo, at least for my personal example, like you get a little trophy or something, but it was still very hyper-competitive. It was still like fight through everything and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I feel like I also lived through that, so I understand it. I had a very similar initial reaction when I saw this that you did yesterday of, what? The best Olympic gymnast at the Olympics for Team USA is just bailing? And it was like, that's not sports. That's not what athletes do. But, you know, I think also that's a bit, I don't know what the right word is, but that's a bit old-fashioned of a way to think at this point. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but
Well,
we're at a time now.
It's moving away from that.
Where we are actually paying attention to mental health. And there is a very big connection between mental health and the same thought process that goes into fight through whatever for your team. Because fighting through whatever for your team is essentially mental health. It's your mental ability to get through whatever you're going through to fight for your team. So they're very, very tightly knit. So when we look at mental health and say it's really important and we need to spend more time talking about it, we need to spend more time accepting people who don't want to do things for their mental health or taking days off for their mental health, even if it's just at work, it's so tightly knit that it's really, really tough to separate the two, especially in sports.
Well, I think, yeah, and I think she's getting a lot of support because of who she is. She's a young girl who's already been to the top. I think that matters. She is beloved. And that matters. She's the most decorated gymnast in American history. And this one time she didn't have it, so be it. Right? So the standard is definitely not uniform. I mean, what if this is Peyton Manning before he won a Super Bowl or Phil Mickelson before he won a major? I think it's treated a lot differently. And in the, you know, the high tea, rub some dirt on it, sports locker room, male environment, it's not uncommon to just call somebody a P.
Yep.
And that's it. Yeah. Right?
One final thought from what I was saying too is we're at a point now where we see depression and we see suicide as a real thing. We understand what happens when someone is depressed or someone is suicidal or, God forbid, someone takes their own life. And in the sports world, prior to the last probably 4 or 5 years at this point, nobody cared about the negative effects of whatever we considered pushing through it in sports, right? It was like, so what? They get a little depressed, but they were there for their team, right? Now we're at a point where it's like, we understand, or a lot of us understand, that if they do this, there may be really severe consequences afterwards that they have to deal with mentally. And we understand now, or at least, again, most of us understand now, what it is to feel that way. And it's like, you, okay, whatever athlete, Simone Biles, for this example, if you did this, and let's say you didn't get hurt, but you really damaged your team and you damaged, you know, their ability to get a medal at the Olympics, she would have been massively depressed afterwards. Whereas now she's out in the open about it, she's talking about it, and that's the best thing to get away from depression is to be open and talk.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I just feel like we need to stop criticizing people who, you know, may have a different point of view, because this is a very cultural thing and it's ingrained in us. I mean, I think ultimately what it comes down to here, you know, is that we've come a long way from the Neanderthal tough guy act. And even though it's a 24-year-old girl creating this discussion, like I said, you know, when this happens with, well, Jonathan Martin's a good example. Remember him? He was the offensive lineman who was bullied by Richie Incognito. Maybe now, like I think without knowing it, what Simone Biles has done here is smash a few more bricks off the rub some dirt on it barrier that's always existed. And that's a good thing. And even if we may be inclined to think she could fight through the twisties, she's making it more acceptable to say no. And as somebody put it on the text line, her mental, just her, I'll just read this text. They said, some people may question her mental strength by not pushing through. I think the opposite. She showed exceptional mental strength by thinking through the facts.
Yeah. She was aware enough of what was going on, instead of just shoving it down like we all do.
And like we're conditioned to do.
Yes.
And that's what's good here. That's what's good here. So
I will say, though, I think there is a tipping point in this where this is great and we need to accept this as something that is going to be in sports, just like we accept it now in life, you know, how important mental health is. But we also, I don't think, want to get to a point where, you know, we're babying everybody and saying, you know, just because you feel a certain way every single time you feel
that's
bad,
exactly
you don't
right.
play.
Exactly.
Right. You got, there's got to be a middle ground.
Well,
you still
got
to be able to coach and teach mental toughness, but you got to be willing to accept the fact that not everybody all the time is going to be able to exhibit that mental toughness.
And that's the discussion here. Regardless of where you stand on this, that's the discussion, is where is the line between your mental state and, hey, I've got some adversity, I've got some things going on in my life, and I'm going to persevere, I'm going to fight through it. right? That's it. So the lesson here is, and I brought up Jonathan Martin, maybe now we'll lay off the Jonathan Martins of the world a bit more. So the lesson here is we just need to have a little more grace regarding everyone's mental health, and that includes the elite athletes. They aren't wired that much different than you and I. They're human. You're human. You deal with stuff. They do too, and that's okay. And I think Simone Biles, in a very small way here, has moved that conversation forward, and that to me is a good thing. Maybe she's going to help move the needle a little more towards some grace for all when it comes to their headspace, and that's good. All right, Damian Lillard. Now willing to forego paychecks? Next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
The Onion headline on Simone Biles is great. Somebody forwarded this on to us on Twitter. Conservatives blast Simone Biles for robbing them of opportunity to criticize her win. So accurate. What else?
When the Onion headlines text. Mimic real headlines, it's getting to a point of confusion.
The Onion is so good. Somebody else said, bottom line is that it probably serves all of us to be a little less judgmental of others, especially when we really don't have the whole story. Boy, that's so true. I was just talking to a friend of mine the other night and met him for a beer. Beer. You guys drink beer?
Yes.
And he was talking about, and he's a very interesting guy. We always have very good conversations, but they're always one-on-one. And he pointed out that he goes, all my relationships are always one-on-one. He goes, nobody that I know ever knows anyone else. It's like I always do best like this, where we're just sitting there chatting over a beer with one other person. And he said he got invited to a party over the weekend, and he was like, I don't want to go. He's like, there's 10 dudes or whatever. I don't know what they were doing. And he said, I have anxiety in situations like that. And he goes, I'm terrified to go to that. It's going to suck. I'm going to hate it. And everybody's going to judge me because they're going to think I'm being a D. And I was like, well, man, don't go. And he's like, well, but then you get that, well, God, why didn't that guy show up? You know, what a jerk that guy. So to that texter's point, you really never know what other people are going through. So just how about we all smoke some weed and relax, all right, and stop being so damn judgmental. That's really it. Okay?
I mean, we all fall victim to it. It's the most natural reaction as humans, I feel like, is to judge other people.
Sure.
Because if they're different than you, then what's wrong with them? Like, that's like the natural inclination. I mean, look, I fall guilty to it. I think we all do. But sure, I agree. Gotta try better,
says Mike. Quote of the day right there. And we're only in hour one. Damian Lillard news. Actually, I have a flurry of news that is not shocking. Is that exciting?
It depends what the news is. If it's not shocking, I don't know if it's exciting, but let's find out.
Well, none of it's shocking. So two Damian Lillard reports, and then the latest on Texas and Oklahoma, in that order, okay? The first one is Henry Abbott, True Hoop. Damian Lillard now willing to forego paychecks to force his way to a contending team.
Which was then followed by Dame and CJ mocking that on Twitter.
Oh, CJ's in on this now.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw Lillard did the facepalm emoji or whatever. What do you call that?
Yeah, the facepalm emoji.
Yeah.
That was the final tweet.
He's like, oh my God.
Dame, I think, quote tweeted it and said something along the lines of, I don't know where this guy keeps getting his stuff. CJ then quote tweeted Dame and said, they're saying you're about to stop taking your bread to leave the team. And then he did the facepalm emoji. So I'm going to go ahead and say that they very quickly roundhouse kicked that report in the face.
Yeah, but they, I mean, what are they supposed to say? Yeah, that's accurate.
I'm sorry. Do you seriously think an NBA player who's about to make $40 million a year is willing to forego that to go play for a different team?
No. Here's what that
Hell
is.
Hell no.
Here's what that is. That I think what's happening here is, and Henry Abbott's, you know, he's a pretty respected guy. This is getting a little weird, but I think what's happening is Henry Abbott is talking to somebody in Lillard's camp. I'll tell you what, Lillard's camp clearly has pretty loose lips. And what they probably told him was, Lillard doesn't care about money. Dude, that guy's so rich at this point, you know, and it probably got misconstrued into, you know, that he doesn't even care about money, you know, and it's not about money. And, you know, he would be willing to forego pay. And so that's how it gets reported. It, you know, of course there's no truth to that, but there probably is some truth to the idea. Like there's always a sliver of truth to the idea that it's really not about money
anymore. I mean, he signed a Supermax. He's got the money coming.
Exactly. So. I mean, dude, that guy's going to make, what, $50 million or something next year?
Yeah.
And then Sam Amick has reported that, and this is, again, not shocking, but in his athletic piece on a lot of NBA issues, he said that Damian Lillard is just going to wait and see how the roster shapes up. And then later this summer, he will decide what he wants to do, which I'm not really sure what that means. But
well, that's what we've been saying, right?
That's what he's said. I mean, he said, I haven't made up my mind. I just think
But that's what we've been saying is that when he gets back from Tokyo, after the draft and the free agency window is opened,
exactly,
he will then know what the team will look like, and then he will make up his mind.
Yeah, I think it's just weird that's a tough play. Like, if he truly requests a trade at that point, that's a tough spot to do it. You know, it's tough timing. You know, it's more likely that Lillard comes back and waits and sees, you know, lets it all play out, and it moves past August, and you start to get to training camp, and he's looking at this going, I don't really like it. But then he sucks it up and he goes out there and plays for a couple of months, and then trade deadline, maybe he's moved, or next offseason he's moved and he quietly requests a trade that way. Do you see him coming back, looking at any roster moves, if he doesn't like it, instantly requesting a trade? You see that happening?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I think he's fed up. I mean, there has been so many reports from all different people, from all different quote unquote sources, that I don't know what to believe or not believe. But the only thing I know is that from what Damian Lillard has said is he's fed up and he's done trying to wait. So if the Blazers don't do anything that makes him excited going into the season, he might do it on the down low, like we've talked about. I think he instantly requests a trade.
Right before training camp.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, we'll see. Those are the latest reports on Lillard. Now, we've got one on Texas and Oklahoma that will not shock you either. But it is the very latest, and something could be happening tomorrow. That's next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.